Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson is hopeful that there will soon be findings from studies that will help to delay or prevent Alzheimer's disease. He says Alzheimer's is the most common cause of dementia and is one of the top growing diseases worldwide.
Truth is, the top killers of people in the world today is heart disease, cardiovascular disease, and recently diseases such as cancer and diabetes have come up into the top 10 of diseases of the world. But as people age, and over the last 20, 25 years, we've been seeing a steady growth of Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's disease is now in the top 10 of diseases in the world and killers of people. That's what is causing the end of life, Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Thompson noted that researchers have so far been unable to find out the root causes of this disease.
They've been working on Alzheimer's for the last 25 to 30 years to find out what is the cause of Alzheimer's. What is the reason why we're seeing the growth in Alzheimer's? What treatments? How can we prevent it? And guess what? We've not been coming up with some good results. I know in the early 90s, we came out with a good drug called Aricept. And I had a lot of my elderly patients on it in New York. And then studies came out and showed that, hey, it doesn't really have much of an effect. And we've not really been able to do a lot with respect to what's taking place. And it doesn't seem that it is just because people are living longer. It's because other factors are taking place.
According to Dr. Thompson, health officials are continuing to look for solutions to the global Alzheimer's crisis.
With the use of CAT scans and MRIs, we've been able to find out a lot of things. Remember, CAT scans were only developed in the 1970s and MRIs in the 1990s, you could say. And what these tests like CAT scans and MRIs show us is that there has been a buildup of protein, strange type of protein inside and around the brain. And this protein is called beta amyloid, BA, beta amyloid. And we now realize that Alzheimer's is an immune disease. This is where things are leading.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. I'm Calvin Harry with today's special report.